You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. At Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat meats, home-cooked vegetables, and homemade desserts. Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant is located in Rogersville, Alabama. Fuquay's can also take care of your catering and party needs. Check them out on Facebook or give them a call at 256-607-7120. A new location is coming soon to Hartsell, Alabama, so stay tuned.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something
good today. Welcome to an on-location edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Op, Alabama, at Grit and Grind for the very first time. I've been in Eric and Destiny Rowell's home before, and now we're at the standalone location in Op, Alabama. I'm excited for them. They had their grand opening on Thursday, and I invited Bridges Anderson to join me here on The Mark White Show today. He has written his first book, and it's an autobiography. Still in the projects is the question and the title of the book. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Bridges.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Glad to have you. You just had a write-up in the local paper about your book. How's that worked out for you so far?
Well, it's going quite well. Have the opportunity to get an exposure to my book, and I will have a book signing Sunday from 2 to 4 at Andalusia Public Library. So we just don't have to take it out the way it is. And, of course, I'm a novice and just have to go from there.
We drove from Athens, Alabama, mm-hmm. to get here to be an op. Mm-hmm. And you've got connections to North Alabama, as yes. we were talking about before the show.
Yes. I think 1988, 87, had opportunity to serve as a correction officer at Limestone Facility. My family and I pretty much stayed up there about 4 months and got a transfer. So, and of course, my daughter lives there in Madison, Alabama. She's a pharmacist at Publix. So I'm familiar with the area.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Then you said you have a son that plays at Vanderbilt.
I do.
For the Commodores.
B.J. Anderson. He's a cornerback, number 26. Go Doors.
Go Doors. All right. We wish him well this yes. season, right? This spring practice is over for the Commodores. They've mm-hmm. had what they call it, the black and gold game.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I knew the Alabama, we had our crimson and white game, so black and gold is done.
Yes.
He's looking forward. What year is this for him?
It'll be his 6th year.
Six, wow. Mm-hmm. Was that because of medical red shirt?
1 year for medical, and I also had a COVID year.
Okay.
So he decided to finish this year out.
What is he wanting to do there at Vanderbilt?
Well, of course,
as far as
you know, all the dreams are to play in the NFL. And, of course, he will have an opportunity, providing he doesn't get hurt. But he's a sociology major, and I think if he doesn't get the opportunity to be in the NFL, he wants to be like an ATF or maybe an FBI or something in law
good.
Enforcement.
It's good to have a plan B.
It is.
Because you and I both know that the sports come to an end at some point.
Exactly.
It doesn't always keep going. Even if you get to play in the NFL, I've talked to players who are former players, and that really is just a window of time that they can play and then they have to move on to other things.
Exactly.
And I want people to think about that because I came out of high school, walked on at the University of Alabama as a kicker, and it was a short-lived period of time.
Wonderful.
And then I went to work. So it was I had to go to a job.
But it's amazing with my son at birth, when he was born in 1999, he was premature, weighed 2 pounds.
Wow.
And I could put him in the shoebox. So if you saw him today, you're like, wow, God is good.
What hospital were you at?
He was at Women and Children Hospital in Mobile, Alabama.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And were you positioned as a trooper at that time?
No,
in
at
Mobile?
The time I was working at the college.
Okay.
I was a director of the Upward Bound program at the time.
All right. Mm-hmm. And you were a trooper for just a short
just
time?
Just about a short period of time.
What county did they send you to?
I had Covington and Butler County.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sounds like close to home.
Oh, exactly at home.
I was always concerned about being a trooper. And I had an opportunity to move through the levels, through the interviews, and I stopped it because my grandmother was raising my nephew at the time, and I wasn't sure that they would put me in the county being close by. And I thought, well, if they send me down to Baldwin or Mobile, and my grandmother's trying to raise my nephew, that would put us in a very difficult position for her trying to raise him. And so that's when I just said, that dream's over.
Well, with our class, 18B, it was like 24 of us, and all of us pretty much went back to our counties.
That's great.
And we did 24 weeks. I think we were the last class to do 24 weeks. It was 23 of us, males, and one female. She made it. And I have to give a little credit because I will put the training for troopers in Alabama can compete with any other troopers. Good training. Corporal Wilson and his staff down there did an excellent job with us.
Durwood, White, and Washington – and Detmar, those are names I remember from my class as far as the troopers that were there leading our class.
Okay.
But that was in 2000,
so
a few years later.
Uh-huh.
But 6 months of training as a state trooper, and that's a lot of work to get to that point. And plus, being away from your family for that period of time, that's tough. I went through 3 months, and I wasn't yet married nor having children. But there were those I felt at Police Academy, they were really missing their families. Right. During the week, they're not there. They're missing their wives and their children, husbands. That can be tough.
But, you know, at age 55, I went through the academy.
Wow.
And I think I was one of the oldest. But at my class, you know, I had a nickname. They called me Pops. So I knew I could not outrun the ones that was 21 and 22 or the ones that were slower than me. I kind of stayed in between.
I understand.
I didn't let the ones behind me catch me, and I couldn't catch the ones up front.
Well, they also had a theory in Police Academy was to not be too seen, but just kind of lay in the middle there so that you weren't recognized.
Exactly.
Because you were going to be doing some special exercises if you were noticed too much, right?
Exactly.
You look like you could still do Police Academy to
I
me,
can.
Buddy.
I can.
Well, let's get into this book
and
your autobiography, Still in the Projects. What caused you to want to write a book, autobiography in particular?
Well, when I look at it, you know, it's a challenge for me. And the title's still in the project with a question mark. And the reason why I put that question mark there, because during my tenure there, I experienced the good, the bad, and the ugly out of life experiences. You know, I can recall I was the baby, because I have six brothers and sisters. I was the baby at one time, and my mom, she used to iron clothes. And I used to iron clothes with her. She taught me how to iron clothes. And one day, I ironed a shirt and left the iron on the shirt because I heard an ice cream truck. And I burned the shirt, and I really got in some serious trouble with that. And mom kind of disciplined me with that. My mom did so much, and I could recall her stomach was getting bigger. And I just used to look at it. And she said, well, you about to have a brother or a sister. And I'm like, wow. She said, and I said, how that going to happen? She said, a stork going to bring it. I said, what's a stork? She says, a big old bird. I said, okay. So I looked for that bird for years. And I didn't really know about childbirth until I got into biology my senior year. So those experiences and integration, the good rapport we had with families in the projects, we helped one another, we looked after one another, and when someone passed away in the projects, everybody felt that same feeling. When we needed help in school, we needed help with groceries. I mean, growing up, we didn't have a television sometimes, but I used to love cartoons. And on Saturday morning, I can go to the next door neighbor, to Miss Pat's house, or Miss Irony, and they'll leave the door open for me. I go in and watch cartoons, and they'll have breakfast with me. I go back home. So everybody was close-knitted. So this book is representing those people that had a hand on me. And this book still would tell the facts that, you know, it's not where you're from, or your zip code does not determine what you're going to do in life. You just have to continue to believe in people, believe in the school system. And most important of all, you know, my parents used to say, go to school and don't get in trouble. But see, as I got older, and I have three children, instead of me saying, don't go to school and get in trouble, I said, go in school to get better. Get that A. Go to college. Respect your teachers. Respect your parents. Respect law enforcement. Be a productive citizen. So with this book, it kind of entailed me from going from the projects up to my master's degree in psychology and just employment and just family. So, you know, I can go on and on, but it's not but 98 pages. I couldn't put everything in there.
No, I hear that, Bridges. And one of the things that I thought was very important, because you know that people define projects in various ways. Mm-hmm. No matter where you're at in the country, if you said the projects, that's going to bring up certain things in someone's mind.
Exactly.
For you, it was community, is what mm-hmm. it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
It was a community, and there were people who supported
exactly.
you growing up. Mm-hmm. And that's important for every young person to have somebody that steps up, whether that be the neighbor next door. Mm-hmm. I remember growing up, and mine wasn't the projects, but it was 710 Second Avenue. Okay. And when my parents weren't home, which they weren't there a lot, I had to go over to Mr. and Mrs. Rose's house, and they would watch us. And if anything was out of the ordinary, that's where we would be. We'd
right.
go over to the Roses.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, we had that community around there when I was very young and needed that, because there were some things that would happen that children didn't need to be around in mm-hmm. the home that I grew up in.
Mm-hmm.
And to have other people that you knew, okay, this is stability. There's some structure over here. That was nice to be able to
exactly.
have that.
And then when you have the bad experiences, you know, everybody is still somewhere. Your mind may be still at the academy. You think about it.
Right.
Your mind may be still in college. But you know those bad experiences where, you know, when we went to, my brother and sister was in the all-black school at the time. But my first year in the first grade, we integrated the school system here in Ark. So it was a challenge to go to the first grade because I couldn't read nor write. So when you went in that classroom, you know, we were all there. And the teachers, you know, my first grade teacher, she was awesome. Now, she probably told us she didn't want to be there, but she had a duty to teach us because they had doing, you know, integration during that time. So they wanted to put me in special education class because I couldn't read nor write.
Right.
And I went back and told mom. So mom wrote a note. And to this day, I don't know what that note was written about. But I gave it to my teacher. She read it. She looked at it, and she said, she looked at me again. And she said, Bridges, we're going to get you some help. So I don't know what was on that ladder, but that ladder made a difference.
Right.
I don't know if you, I'm older than you. We had a book with Spot and Sally and Jane and Puff and Spot.
Yes.
And that book.
I had those books.
That book
too.
Did wonders.
Very simple. But you lacked a little bit from your kindergarten, I guess.
I didn't attend kindergarten at all. Went straight to first grade.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not what a lot of kids
exactly.
have to do.
Nowadays,
kids get to go to pre-K mm-hmm. and then on to kindergarten and
mm-hmm.
first grade.
Mm-hmm.
And so there were some steps that you had missed.
Exactly.
To get you caught up
missed
in the first grade.
Steps.
Did
yeah.
you feel like the teachers were working with you? With integration happening, did you mm-hmm. feel like they were working with you as a student that was newly integrated into the school?
Well, when you look at that year, 67, 1967, 68, that was integration. And my older brother was in the third grade. And my older sister was in the fifth. So they already had some kind of academics. Whereas with me, I was totally lost. But the teachers and my parents, they made a difference. The more you read, the more you listen, you're going to get better. Raise your hand. Ask for questions. But at the time, you know, people, personality was like, well, we really don't want to teach these black kids. We don't want integration. But on the other hand, they had to do it. So it was left up to me to gain that knowledge, ask for help. Because my first 5 years, the first grade, second, third, fourth, and fifth, I didn't see a black teacher. Until I got in the fourth grade teacher, Mrs. Hartwell. She was a fourth grade teacher. And man, I was like, wow, here's a teacher that looked like me, that can teach. So that gave me inspiration. Like, hey, she's here. I could be here too.
Did you explain what you were feeling about mm-hmm. her?
Of course, because, you know, we saw her at church on Sunday.
Okay.
And she had the opportunity to converse with us and say, hey, stay with the system. Believe in the system and work hard. So, you know, with her, I didn't get the chance to have a class, but I saw her. And I think they had what they call a Title IV, where students were pretty much slow in the area, like math and reading. And I had to attend those classes because I was lacking. I couldn't say my ABCs in the first grade. Because when we went in there, you know how you sing that song, A, B, C, D? Now I'm saying my ABC, what you think of me? And we were looking like, wow, can't even sing this song. But as the years progressed, we learned.
Right now, folks, we're coming to you from Grit and Grind in Op, Alabama. I'm with Bridges Anderson. He is the author of Still in the Projects.
Mm-hmm.
It is an autobiography. It's his first book. And I wanted to speak to him today here in Op, Alabama. I'd gone to Andalusia, and this was a short trip over to get to visit with him. And I hope you'll stick with us in the next segment. And we'll get to how you can purchase his book. And I hope that this show is helping you today to think about your own personal experiences, what you carry with you. You may have come from somewhere, as Bridges said, and we still carry that experience with us from that place. And we may still be in that place in our mind. And that's something that we have to work out through your book, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Folks, I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, The Story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome. For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on the Mark White Show.
Does throwing away glass make you feel guilty? Now there's a better way to keep Alabama beautiful, and it doesn't involve being taxed involuntarily like other recycling programs do now. Phoenix Glass Recycling is a local small business serving all of Madison County that comes directly to you once a month for as little as $8.25. You can sign up now at phoenixglassrecycling.com, or if you live outside of Madison County, subscribe to their newsletter to be notified when service is available in your area.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show on location in Op, Alabama at Grit and Grind. This is owned by Eric and Destiny Rowell. Glad to be here today to speak to Bridges Anderson. He is a new author. He decided that his first book was going to be an autobiography. It's titled Still in the Projects. Welcome back to the show, Bridges.
Thank you.
I'm enjoying this conversation. I wanted you to be able to share your experience, not necessarily give away the whole book, but share the background and the reason for printing this book and why you want people to open it up and what you want them to garner from this book.
Okay. Well, with the title, you know, Still in the Projects. Now, you probably have some stigma with the projects. Now it's a housing authority. But with Op, Alabama, it's a small project during that time. And even with the with my book cover, that's the house I was born in. You know, at the time, a midwife delivered me. It was $35, but Dad didn't have but $25. So she delivered me. I really never did get the opportunity to get to a hospital. So at the time, my brother and I were sleeping in the baby bed. My older sister was sleeping with my parents. So we had to move from there to get a three-bedroom. So in other words, to this book, I hope maybe someone can read it. You know, have a conversation with me, share their lives. Because everybody starts somewhere. It's just where you finish. And with my book, it's going to detail some things that people are going to like, yes, I had the same experiences living in the project. Then on the other hand, someone like, well, I don't ever want to think about the projects again based on the city or maybe the place or maybe a difficult situation. but the projects really taught me those values.
Right. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. people that are listening right now, you know, they've gone through struggles. There are people out there who mm-hmm. have their own experiences
exactly.
that had to get through some challenges to be able to be successful. Mm-hmm. You didn't even know your ABCs in the first grade. You got caught up to the yes. rest of the kids, right?
Exactly.
At some point, when did you feel like you were catching up and that you were with your classmates, your peers?
Probably in the third grade, my teacher, I think she's still alive. Well, she is Miss Flagg. In the third grade, I started to believe that I can make a B. I can make an A because I was getting better in reading. Had an opportunity to go to the library, check out a book. So, and that teacher kept saying, Bridges, you can do it. I could recall she gave me a ticket to go to the circus. And because she made me stay after class, I was like, whoa, I'm in trouble. But she said, Bridges, I want to give you a ticket to go to the circus. And she said, you ever been to the circus? I said, no, and I don't think I can go this time. She said, it's in walking distance. So that was my first experience to go to the circus
wow.
to see an elephant.
Wow. I was just passing by a local kiddie carnival in Athens, Alabama, uh-huh. and it's 25 cents to ride a ride.
Mm-hmm.
So it's affordable for kids in the area.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter if they come from low income or upper income.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody just about can come. And I was
mm-hmm.
thinking, you know, if I got a roll of quarters and just gave them and said, you know, if there's some kids that can't afford to come in here, here's some quarters.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what that teacher
right.
did for you
exactly.
was just to say, here's something fun to do,
mm-hmm.
and I want to gift it to you
mm-hmm.
because she knew that was something that you couldn't have done without
right.
her handing you a ticket.
Exactly. Now, the teacher that was pretty much tough on all of us. It didn't matter what color you were. I'm a fourth grade teacher. When you got up there and did mathematics on the board, when you had to do the long division, I mean, you had to, like, if you divide six or eight into six, you had to take that six and put that number right over that eight, that one. If you didn't do that right, she was bang on
oh,
your
no.
shoulder. She would yell at you, and she did everybody that way. She would cross the board. She didn't care who you were.
That's
she was
called
there to
teaching,
teach.
Right?
Exactly. if she would do that today.
I had some similar teachers
uh-huh.
from the 80s, and
yeah.
you know,
oh,
wouldn't
man.
Fly. Wouldn't
yes.
fly today, would it?
She was pretty tough.
Did you graduate from Op?
I did.
In
1979.
The year I was born. How about that?
Oh, man. Also, we had 144 graduates.
Wow. That's a, uh-huh. that's a pretty big class.
Exactly.
And was it a op? Was it 3A?
At the time, we were 3A.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to think of Lauderdale
mm-hmm.
County, about the size of my
mm-hmm.
class.
Mm-hmm.
I graduated from a 3A myself at Rogersville.
Right.
And as far as the book goes and people connecting with you, because I know you wanted people to share their stories with you.
Yes.
And that's something special that you normally, when I've talked to authors, it's not necessarily wanting to connect in that way. But you actually want people to send their stories to you and share their stories
sure.
with you. How could they do that, Bridget?
Well, you know, I'm like I said earlier, I'm a novice at this book. And to get in contact with me, if you have go to Facebook. You can go to Bridges, D as in Dale, my middle name, Anderson-author. And once you go there, you can scroll down and get the information on the book. Click on that website. If you want to order it, fine. If you just want to converse with me, send me a text or send me a Facebook conversation, and we can converse.
And Bridges does respond to messages. That's why we're here today
mm-hmm.
having this conversation
yes.
about your book.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have plans to write another book?
Well, I have two more on the table.
Okay.
You know, this one right here is running kind of very slowly. I don't know if it's the title or if I can probably get one person and just say, hey, you need to read this book. It's not all about money, but it's all about sharing my experiences. Maybe someone that want to write a book or maybe want to become a doctor or lawyer. Don't be afraid to dream, because really I was afraid to dream. You know, people always told me you can't do this. You know, you cannot go to college. You're not college material. You're too skinny to play football. You know, I always wanted to play with Bob Bryant, but I knew I didn't have the frame. But, you know, Up With Bound program at Lurleen B. Wallace Community College opened up the doors for me to just dream more. And see, I'm still dreaming now. I wish I could be an NBA official. You
and
know,
you're
I got
one
a
yes
profile.
Away.
I got a profile, but they don't even – I don't get the opportunity. But I still dream that maybe one day if I can get one shot at it,
Maybe I can become one.
You're one yes away. Well, that's what I always tell people.
Okay.
Somebody makes a decision and then says, you're in.
Oh, yes.
That's what it, that's it.
I know. I love to get that opportunity.
I've tried to explain to listeners, too, as far as the Mark White Show and how I've grown is networking, connecting with people like you, Bridges, and then the next step leads to someone else and something else. Exactly. And if we continue to be active and be consistent, that's a key. Consistency is a key. If you write a book here and you want to have it be successful, marketing and continually promoting your book, it's going to take that tomorrow when you go to your book signing. That's an important part of being able to get this book off the shelves and into people's hands is you going out to these events. But you've got to be there. You got to show up.
And you know what? I'm afraid to even read it. I know what's in it, but I'm afraid to read it because, you know, like, wow, people probably think, and I'm not saying this to be negative, people probably say he's just another angry black man. And I'm not angry. And I'm not upset.
You don't seem angry to me.
No, I'm just.
Sounds like there's lessons here.
I mean, it's a learned lesson. And,
yes.
You know, just growing up, you know, I haven't, I'm still trying to progress. I'm still trying to get better. And living in this country, I tell people, I got three children. And there's a lot going on with law enforcement. And I tell my children, when you pulled over by a law enforcement agent, or trooper, just cooperate. They ask for your license, insurance, just give it to them. You know, just give it to them. Now, there's some unlawful activities, more than likely a person may try to run. But with my children, just give them what you want. You know, because they, it's a dangerous job. And all you got to do is be respectful. But when you get up there and say, what are you stopping me for? Was I speeding? I get upset. Now you got a confrontation. And more than likely, that law enforcement person probably going to win. Now, if we lose this country, we're going to lose it within, with people. I mean, I don't care if you really disagree with me or if you look at me because of my color. But here's the key. Can we live together? Can we work together? I'm not going to harm you.
Absolutely.
We may disagree with things, but can I work with you? And over the years, working at the college, working in the prison system as a trooper, working at IGA food liner here, no, that was my first full-time job, working 39 hours. And I had a college degree, bagging groceries. But Scott Simmons gave me an opportunity. So you need people like that in the world. You may dislike me, but can you help me?
Exactly.
And that's why I said, you know, this is my book. I can't put everything in the book, but good people will make a difference. And that's what those teachers did in all. You know, even though during that time we had our indifferences, but I made it through.
Outside of the book, what do you do right now?
Well, as of now, I'm a coach at McKenzie High School. I coach varsity girls basketball and varsity boys, and I'm a custodian. You know, I'm retired, so I got tired of sitting home. You know, I got
at McKenzie as well, same place.
And really, I got fired from a previous position as a coach.
Been there, done that.
Got fired.
It's part of life
another,
sometimes.
Yes, and so it's a small school, but you know, Mr. Collins and the faculty and staff there, my new AD, Coach Bradford. And all those teachers and my team, man, that's a perfect place to work. I love it there.
That's
and being a custodian during the day, I had the opportunity to think. Because you know what I said one time? Not saying I couldn't be a maintenance man, a custodian, because I was offered that position when I was terminated. I never said I couldn't do it with a master's degree. But somebody has to do it, and I had an opportunity to be around my player, so I enjoy doing it. Sometimes never say never.
That's an opportunity if you look at it the right way.
Exactly.
I had a lot of jobs where I felt like that wasn't where I belonged. It wasn't where I was supposed to be, but I did it. And that could be an encouragement to somebody right now that maybe in a place where they don't feel like they really belong there, maybe they're overqualified or they feel like this isn't really their path. Stay with it because that's part of the journey is maybe a little stretch where you have to do something that's outside of what you feel is part of your skill set.
Because my daughter, you know, she's a pharmacist. She has a PhD, graduated from Samford University. Went 8 years straight. I could recall her telling me, "Daddy, I can't be a pharmacist. Nobody in the family is a pharmacist." I said, "Well, you'll be the first." And she stayed with it. The smartest girl I ever met in my family. She went 11 years straight making all A's.
Wow.
She made her first B her senior year. And she literally cried.
I guess that just hit her really hard, didn't it?
Yes, I'm telling you.
She should have seen my grades.
Yeah. And my son at Vanderbilt, here's a true story about Vanderbilt. When I was in the Upward Bound program, we visited Tennessee. Now, that was in 1978. We went to Vanderbilt University. And the director of the Upward Bound program said, "Bridges, you can go to Vanderbilt." You know what I said? "I can't even spell Vanderbilt." This school is too hard for me to go. And years later, guess what? As my son, they're playing.
There you
and
go.
And attending classes.
And congratulations to your son and your daughter on their success.
And I got one more son. He's a salesperson. He's doing well, too. He started to go another route, and he's out there swinging a golf club for the first time, hitting it 200 yards.
Oh, wow.
First time. It's amazing.
He may have found his sport.
He may.
I wasn't that good when I had somebody invite me to come out. I'm left-handed, and somebody went to a pawn shop and found me left-handed clubs.
Uh-huh.
And so I went with a friend to the golf course. I was not very good. I kicked a football, which takes similar focus, but swinging that club and swinging my foot, two completely different things.
Exactly.
So, Bridges, tell people now how they can get your book. I want them to have access if they need to call you, if they need to send you an email, however, because I don't want any excuses if somebody says, "Well, I don't know how to get still in the projects. I don't know how to get this book."
Sure. If you have Facebook access to Facebook, you can go to Facebook, Bridges D. Anderson - author. That's my Facebook page. Scroll down and you'll see a picture of me with my book, and you can go to that link. If you can't get it that way, send me an email, bridgesanderson1961@gmail.com.
And self-published.
Exactly.
You're making it happen.
Trying.
Bridges, it's been a pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show today and give people some insight into this book and your life. Thank you for sharing with people your life because that's, I think it's going to touch some people and it's going to make some difference to someone. And that's the goal, is someone out there making a difference in their life, just like the teacher made a difference in your life.
Exactly.
That's what we're looking for. It's not everybody, but it's for somebody.
And lastly, I'd like to say, Mr. White, this is my first time ever being on a radio talk show.
You did good. You're doing good.
And it's my pleasure. And thank you very much. Anytime I could be an assistant to you, if I need to come back or give me a call, feel free.
You're always welcome, Bridges.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you for your service in law enforcement, too. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers, and we're sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. I hope you are encouraged and inspired by this show today and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to an on-location edition of the Mark White Show coming to you from Op, Alabama at Grit and Grind. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Hero, a special kind of hero, hero, an ordinary hero, talking about a hero, special kind of hero. There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month, where the eye captures the moment and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256 256- 952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. With over 19 vitamins and minerals, pecans are a nutritional powerhouse. And just like with any produce, you want the freshest pecans possible for all that nutritional goodness. Shop with the Alabama Pecan Company for the best quality in raw pecans, fresh pecan oil, fresh pecan butter, and so many delicious snacks. Shop online at alabamapecanco.com or stop and visit them in their Mercantile and Cafe located on Highway 87 South in Sampson, Alabama. That's the Alabama Pecan Company. Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Sand gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.